I'm Kathy Niven from the 2NM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. A new report shows crashes on the New England Highway are costing the state economy a slice of $300 million a year. The Cost of Crashes 2012 report, released yesterday by Peak Motoring Group NRMA, analysed the economic cost of crashes from 2006 to 2010. Other roads featured in the report were the Hume, Great Western, Mitchell, Newell, Oxley and Sturt highways. According to the NRMA, the crashes claimed the lives of over 2,100 people and cost the economy more than $13.8 billion over the five-year period. The NRMA are calling for wire rope barriers to be rolled out on the New England Highway in a bid to reduce the risk of crashes in dangerous areas, although they do say there is no silver bullet solution to reducing them. Unions New South Wales are saying the state government has betrayed the public faith with the introduction of legislation to sell off power stations in the Upper Hunter. The union says prior to the state election, Premier Barry O'Farrell said the coalition had absolutely no plans to privatise the state's electricity generators, but has broken that promise. The Liddell and Bayswater power stations in the Upper Hunter are both owned by Macquarie Generation, one of three stations on the cutting block. Mark Lennon from the union says by privatising these generators, the government is abandoning a secure revenue stream for a one-off asset sale that's likely to deliver little more than $1.7 billion once transaction costs and debts are taken into account. Mr. Lennon says the sell-off will result in rising prices and the loss of local jobs. A new study shows more than half the nation are skipping the most important meal of the day. One in three people are having breakfast on the run, and 56% of Australians are going without at least once a week. One of Australia's leading dietitians, Melanie McGreece, believes our increasing busy lifestyles are changing the way we eat.
40% of people are skipping breakfast just so that they can sleep in the morning. 20% of 18 to 25-year-olds skipping breakfast so that they can spend time on grooming themselves in the morning. And one of the other most common reasons is for mums, they're spending time helping their kids and their partners get ready in the morning rather than sitting down to have breakfast themselves.
I'm Kathy Niven. That's all from the 2NM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage, 2nm.com.au, and follow the links to the news page.